are listening to FBC Perspective, a podcast from First Baptist Church, Kelowna.
Hello from First Baptist Church. This is Pastor Kevin Green. I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to our Perspectives podcast, where we talk about things that help us live better lives. Today, we're talking about working at home and some of the adjustments, some of the challenges, and maybe possibly surprises that some of us have had to make. We have two guests today, Andrea Perot and Lauren Crouser. Andrea is a mediator working from home with two children and a husband, all at home with her. And Lauren owns a business in wedding decor and rentals, and she is working from home with three children. Andrea and Lauren, it's so great to have you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You know, we find ourselves in kind of a crazy place right now with the world really, it seems like, on lockdown. And many of us are working at home because we can't go into work. And a lot of us have had to make adjustments to the way we work and maybe to our ideas of what it means to be productive. Andrea and Lauren, could you tell me what work looks like for you now? Andrea.
Great. I've been fortunate for the last few years to be working from home. But of course, my children were not at home with me. So the biggest adjustment, I think, is occupying my 8 and 10-year-old boys while I am trying to still do a lot of my job is phone calls. And obviously, as a mediator, I'm doing mediations. And so I cannot have my boys around for those confidential conversations. So I think having to create a space for them to be able to be independent has been the biggest challenge. I'm setting them up, and I will have to give a lot of credit to my husband, James, who has used his administrative skills to create schedules for our boys. So they have every half an hour lined out. So that's been the biggest change for sure, is keeping them occupied and still carving space out for me to get my work done.
Lauren, has anything changed for you during this outbreak?
Yeah, so I have been working at home I've owned my business for 10 years now and have worked at home ever since then. And then we've been homeschooling for the last 4 years. So as there hasn't been a whole lot of change here, other than all of their activities being canceled. So it actually kind of benefits us because it gives us more time to get all of our at-home stuff done, which is kind of nice.
So you found some benefits to this.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. My house is sometimes cleaner, and all of those little projects that are being left to the side are slowly but surely getting done, as well as extra business things getting done.
Andrea, have you found any benefits?
Benefits. I guess I love spending time with my children and my husband. I think, yeah, being able to connect with my boys throughout the day. So previous to everything shutting down, I was also a noon hour supervisor at the kids' school. So I actually did get to see them at lunch. Obviously, I didn't eat lunch with them. So now I'm getting to spend time with them at lunch. I think the hugest benefit is actually learning a lot more about where they're at educationally. I don't think I had, both my boys love going to school, so I wasn't terribly invested in finding out how things are. But now I'm actually spending time with them doing math and reading and writing and actually getting a better sense of where they are at, which has been exciting and frustrating and challenging. But I feel like it's good as a parent to actually have that knowledge. And so that's been good. And also just, yeah, I've been really impressed of how they've taken it on. Like, I feel like can be a scary and anxious time, and my boys are actually doing really well, and they're really actually enjoying spending. I'm surprised how much they're enjoying spending time at home.
So Andrea, earlier you talked about spending time trying to occupy your boys' attention or time. How do you balance that with productivity? And I wonder, Lauren, you've been doing this for a while, so maybe after Andrea answers, you can make a comment about that.
Yeah, I think the productivity piece is actually been more challenging, because my employer, I've always had my job to be remote, and so I don't feel like they've made a lot of adjustments to be sensitive to the fact that now I'm doing the same job, but I have two kids underfoot. And so that piece has been a bit stressful. I know some of my colleagues have really changed their hours around, but I really don't like working really early in the morning. I don't like working at night. I have a few good hours of productivity in me. So I have to maximize that. So I think it's gone down. I probably am just caring less, a little bit less about work right now. And I feel like that's just what we have to do for the season, is just like, we're getting it done and that's going to be good enough. And fortunately my supervisor's, you know, quite sensitive to that. So
Lauren.
Yeah. So again, none of this is really perfect and it doesn't go perfectly every single day, but the one really big thing that I feel helps with us is setting a little bit of a schedule, but also time blocking. So I will, and this was something that I had read kind of just for owning your business, own business in general. And I had kind of taken the mind shift in realizing that all of my jobs at home were part of my job and I had to kind of integrate them in with my business. So if I'm able to get up early in the morning, that's kind of when I do most of my housework, any washing the floor or laundry or anything like that. I'll try and quickly get that done, hopefully before the kids wake up. I'm also, my kids sleep in, which is a huge benefit as well. And then as soon as they're fed and not grumpy, that's when we start schoolwork and we try and get all of our schoolwork done before lunch. And then they've also been trained, I guess you could say, in that after lunch, I'll maybe do a little bit more housework. And then I have at least 1 hour, hopefully a good 2 to 3 hours in the afternoon where they know they need to keep themselves occupied. I'm also a huge advocate of letting my kids be bored and not giving them things to do. So just telling them I'm locking myself in the office, you don't come get me unless it's a life or death situation. And having at least 2 to 3 hours every afternoon to try and get as much as I can done. And that's one thing that maybe has changed with a benefit with all of this as well, in that we don't have afternoon activities anymore. So I can have that 2 to 3 hours in the afternoon. And then when Tyler comes home, I actually get time to sit down with the whole family, rather than other times if I don't get my work done, then as soon as Tyler comes home, he's on dinner, I'm locking myself in the office, and then I don't get to see him until he's basically in bed.
I find that your comment about integration really interesting, because it seems like generations before us, I think people's lives were more integrated, right? Like the blacksmith's kids worked at home with the blacksmith. And I guess a lot of us might be feeling like that integration is great, but also part of the thing we don't like because of the boundaries, right? The integration actually blurs the boundaries. How do you deal with those blurred boundaries as a small business owner that's used to doing this?
Boundaries are maybe not one of my stronger points. I think it's just something we've kind of come accustomed to as well. My kids will quite often have to come with me, even in the summer, if I don't have enough staff. I know I get a lot of eye rolls at this, but if we have to do a strike in the middle of the night, which is like 12 o'clock, and it's just me and Tyler doing it, we pull them out of bed and they sleep in the car as we go and take down these events. That's just kind of the way we've always kind of done things at home as well. My kids are always really big helpers. So although doing laundry might take me 3 times as long when I have a 4-year-old helping me, I do my best to stay patient and let her continue to help me and integrate all of that together.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. And Andrea, what about you with integration? How is that sitting with you? Or is that an issue at all?
Yeah, not so much. Although the boys love when I talk to them about my claims. Of course, a lot of the stuff I do is confidential. So I hope they're going to turn out to be lawyers maybe after all this information they get gleaning from me. But actually in the other area of our life, which is not happening right now, the integration piece with James's work, being a campus pastor and working with university students, I love that we do get to participate with that. And I actually think that's really important for kids to understand what their parents do and in other ways be involved in part of it. That was a huge part of my childhood, going to my parents' offices. After school, we lived on the west side and both my parents worked downtown, and we take the bus in and whatever reasons we had to go to my mom's office, my dad's office. And actually, I love that. And I think that's actually really important. I got to know who my parents worked with. I got to see where they worked. I got to understand a bit more of what their jobs were. And so I actually think that's really important. And I think that's really great, Lauren. I think that's fantastic that your kids get to see that. And it's probably going to be a very sweet memory of them having to get up in the middle of the night and do, I'm sure they love it. They probably think it's hysterical or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing. Now, the idea of productivity is something a lot of us are kind of wrestling with right now because things are so different. We're having our meetings over Zoom or other things, and productivity just feels different. I'm wondering if both of you or either of you have had to adjust your idea of what productivity means at this time.
I definitely feel like I've been a lot more productive, of course, because all of our extracurricular things being canceled. But I definitely understand it took me a really long time to get to the point and understand like the time blocking that I had talked about before. I feel like that's my biggest thing. And when we don't have a schedule and I haven't, to a degree, I mean, I try and write it out, but even just if it's in my head, if I think about what I need to get done during the day and kind of time block that out for myself, that's been a huge, huge benefit to make sure that I'm staying productive. As well as the other thing that I'm sure would be helpful for a lot of people, and I'm not always good at recognizing this either, but recognizing when we all need to stop and just do something for ourselves. So even when I'm doing school with the kids, we give ourselves a lot of grace in just stopping when things are getting too frustrating or difficult or whatever it is. And we'll either go read a book or play a game or go outside or whatever it is that's going to kind of make us feel better. And definitely that helps us all be more productive whenever we do get the chance to sit down and get back to whatever it is that we need to do.
Andrea, do you have thoughts on productivity?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I mean, similar to Lauren, our kids are not in activities right now. And we really enjoy, as a family, going out and doing things like skiing and taking the boys to their basketball and soccer. And now that they don't have that, what I actually love to see is their productivity. My boys, nothing to do with James and I, are huge crafters. They are just prolific in how much they are creating. And I think so much of our lives before was so busy. And I think a good way, like, no, I don't feel like we were overly busy, but that didn't allow them. I love the idea, Lauren, you said earlier about kids being bored. I want my kids to be bored because I think out of that place comes a true sense of creativity and an ability for them to express themselves in ways that maybe they don't have time or even can think of. And so I have been blown away with some of the stuff. Thank you, YouTube channels, who are, you know, endless supplies of ideas of what you can do with cardboard and hot glue. But the boys actually have been super productive. If we were like a cardboard making factory right now, we would be hitting all of our targets as they are making so much stuff. And I love it because I think it's something that they are able to do on their own and find their own individual kind of styles and freedom and creativity. And it's not something, so in that way, I feel like my personal productivity maybe at work has gone down, but productivity and seeing what the kids enjoy doing and even relationship, like I feel like this is probably the most time we spent together as a family for a really long time. And when I suggest to Solly to do like, oh, let's go do this or go out, and he's like, oh, we went for a bike ride yesterday, Mom. Can we just have some more downtime at home? It's like all of our time is downtime at home. But just that really like kind of just taking the step back and just really making our life so simple, which is not at all answering the question about productivity, but that what do we measure as productivity? And I think for right now, that relationship piece, that is a very productive piece right now, that we are forced to be in relationship with each other and get to know each other too.
Yeah. And both of you actually mentioned boredom as a really important thing for the kids. And one of the things I'm wondering is, as adults, should we be applying that to ourselves and give ourselves some permission to be bored? And do you feel bored at this time, or do you feel more busy? Do you feel pushed all around, or do you give yourselves permission to feel bored?
I definitely think we need to give ourselves more permission to be bored. I feel like the technology and devices and social media and all of that sort of thing, I think it makes it a lot harder for us as well. to let ourselves be bored. And to, I've listened to lots of talks just about the benefit of literally just sitting and looking around and how beneficial that can be for you. So I think maybe a lot of parents are, or at least I hear from a lot of friends, that we're definitely not bored. There's a ton of stuff to do at home, especially when you're working at home as well. So I don't think we, I don't think I can really remember the last time I was bored. I've always got something to do, but I do, I enjoy my downtime for sure and sitting and doing nothing, even if it's just being able to drink a hot coffee and look out the window is nice.
Hmm. Andrea, do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so interesting. We really limit their media use because they just go crazy if they get any TV time or video time. So really, they're not getting any video or TV time other than a bit of YouTube to get inspiration from. And so in that way, I feel like their boredom has turned into creativity, whereas James and my boredom have turned into like just an excessive amount of Netflixing in the evenings. And I think that's actually not very healthy. And it's probably good for me to call it out loud. And I feel like this is probably a season where I know a lot of people are making bread right now or unearthing other talents. In some ways, I really feel like that this is an opportunity for us to be bored and be more creative. And but I'm not doing a great job of that. I can definitely tell you lots of great shows to watch on Netflix right now if anybody's interested though.
Yeah, boredom is a tough thing, but I do feel like I agree that I feel like when I'm bored, my mind wanders and I get creative. So I think a lot of us need to give ourselves permission to be bored. And that's one of the things that I think has been helpful for this whole thing. I'm wondering if you could leave our listeners with one word of advice each around working from home and managing that whole thing, what that word of advice would be. Lauren.
I think what you talked about before was just giving permission. I think you need to give yourself permission to do lots of things, to be patient, to give yourself and everyone else in the household grace. There's a ton of things affecting us just with the pandemic in general, right? And I feel like that has, when I remember to do it, it has given us a lot more peace at home for sure, to just give ourselves room to make mistakes and take that downtime and feel all the emotions that we're feeling for sure. So I think just giving permission would be a good one that definitely we need to do a lot more here as well at our house.
Yeah. Thank you. Andrea.
Yeah. I think that it's just seeing this as a season, and already, as you know, you hear random things in the news or through friends about when this might come to an end. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm ready for this to be over yet. Like, I feel like we're just getting into a rhythm and figuring out what life looks like with the four of us. And so, yeah, what does this season, like, that this is a different season that we may never experience again, and that what is in store for us for just this season, and know that it is just a season, that it's not always going to look like this. I have no doubt life is going to go back to just the way it was before, but maybe we are wiser from this time together. But that, yeah, what does God have in store potentially just for this season?
Good. So I heard both of you give some good advice, and it was that we need to be, give ourselves permission to maybe slow down a bit and have grace for each other and a bit more patience. And Andrea's advice was that we actually just need to actually recognize that this is a season, and there are some good things that we can learn from this to take into the future. So I really want to thank you, Andrea and Lauren, for coming on the podcast. It's been a pleasure.
That's been great. Thank you.
So, hey, thank you for listening. I hope you feel better equipped to deal with life than you did before. Maybe a bit encouraged and realize that we're all in this thing together. It's been great to talk about things that help us live better lives. I look forward to connecting with you on our next podcast. Until next time, keep the faith and live in hope.
Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe so that you can catch all our future episodes. You can search for us as FBC Perspective on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.